Students will begin classes Monday at the University of Chicago, and no doubt there will be a lot of talk about the letter.
A few weeks ago, freshmen received their welcome letter. After Dear Class of 2020 Student, it goes on to say the university does not support trigger warnings or intellectual safe spaces. It explains the school won't cancel controversial speakers or alert students about discussions that might offend them or cause discomfort.
To some, it read like a rebuke to the campus protest of the last couple of years. It quickly went viral.
When I first got the letter, I mean, my first reaction was kind of just shaking my head and thinking, typical, typical.
Right now, we're going to get an inside listen to what a couple of UChicago freshmen make of all this.
My name is Marty Jafar. I'm planning on studying English, also kind of thinking about statistics.
My name is Jay Gibbs. Jay's more of a nickname, though. My name is Jackson Gibbs. And I'm planning on studying probably economics and then maybe East Asian studies.
Jay actually welcomes the sentiment in the letter. Despite their different takes, he and Marty found they agree on a lot. For one, they think the school doesn't get what trigger warnings mean to their generation.
When I think of a trigger warning, I think of the notice you get. I watch Law and Order a lot, for example, before the episode starts saying, be cautioned, this content may be offensive or may trouble some viewers. So I think that one of the crucial things about a trigger warning is that it places importance on the fact that the content might harm somebody.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. The whole thing just kind of confused me. A lot of people were even saying, if you read some content in class and that content makes you very uncomfortable and it really challenges your views, you know, that's when some of the best learning happens. Like, you should let yourself be uncomfortable. To me, that just demonstrated, like, a fundamental misunderstanding of what a trigger warning is. Because if someone's triggered by something, it doesn't mean that they're uncomfortable or, like, it's challenging their views. It means that it's making them have a flashback to, like, a traumatic experience, or it's making them have a panic attack. That sort of experience, that's not when you learn. That's not when you grow. You know, that's when you feel unsafe in a classroom. And I feel like telling those students that we don't care about their learning and we don't care about how they feel safe, you know, I feel like that's really insulting.
There is that subtle difference in the line between discomfort and being triggered. To me, being uncomfortable is being the only Black kid in an all-white school reading a textbook about slavery while everyone kind of gives you that awkward stare, which was kind of my experience when I was growing up in Green Bay, Wisconsin. But I don't necessarily think that I could really align that discomfort with someone's being triggered, because I can sit through discomfort and I can learn through discomfort. I can't necessarily learn through a trigger.
I had a similar experience when in 11th grade, we were reading Huckleberry Finn. I was the only Black kid in my class who, like, wanted to speak up. There were, like, three total, but the other two just didn't want to say anything. And we were talking about, you know, the use of the N-word. And for, like, 90% of the kids who were talking were white, and they were like, oh, yeah, I think it's fine. Like, I'm not really bothered. And I was like, well, why would you be bothered? So I think that, I mean, and I was uncomfortable with that, but... Yeah, there's a big difference between discomfort and, you know, what the letter was attacking. So what do you think about the letter? Because you said that you were, like, mainly in support of it, right?
Right.
So, like, why?
Well, my thing is, I see what you're saying in terms of some people needing trigger warnings and needing safe spaces in certain contexts. One good thing I think they did mention was they said they were against intellectual safe spaces. So with that, I kind of saw that, at the very least, they kind of did put the object of the conversation on classrooms. They weren't going to get rid of any kind of social safe space. The way I see it, when you attach something and call it kind of a trigger, you attach a sort of stigma to it. So in the long term, we might lead into a society where we're basically attaching stigma to things that don't need to be stigmatized. Whereas there are other ways you could still warn someone about content, whether it be with a detailed syllabus or a one-on-one conversation. Because my biggest fear is that we see a kind of intellectual chilling effect where over time we're not really going to have proper discussion about certain issues because some people are afraid to offend somebody.
That's Jay Gibbs and Marty Jafar. They're both 18 and will begin classes at the University of Chicago on Monday. Last month, the school sent out a welcome letter to freshmen explaining that it does not support trigger warnings or intellectual safe spaces.